Welcome back to Rediscover, where we embark on a journey to rediscover Jesus
and how he continues to transform our hearts. I'm Kara.
And I'm Darby. And today is a new episode.
We're gonna
episode number five, I think.
Yeah, I think it's number five or number four.
Fifth that we've filmed, I think.
Yes, including the intro.
Something like that.
Well, welcome back. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we're excited to be here and excited that you're here.
Yes. And I think we're just going to jump right into what we've rediscovered.
Yeah.
So what I rediscovered, I feel like these last few weeks, is the true power of service. There's been a few experiences I've had. One in particular, my husband and I, we got really sick, I guess the few months over Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And my husband was so sick. I'd never seen him that sick. Like, couldn't even get up off the ground. Was, like,
oh my
crawling.
Gosh.
So, yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
Girl.
It was a sad moment for him. And anyways, I was, like, a little bit sick, but nowhere near as sick as he was. And yeah. It was so interesting. When I was helping him, my dad was there, and he gave us both a priesthood blessing. And in the priesthood blessing that he gave to me, he said, I bless you that you'll be able to take care of your family through the sickness. And I was like, oh, man, how am I going to be able to do that? Like, I don't feel good myself. I'm breastfeeding a baby. Like, holy. And throughout the entire, middle of the night and everything, I recognized that every time Sterling needed something, like a foot rub or medicine or water, it was like when I was in the active service, I also felt better. Mm. It's like when I wasn't serving and I was like thinking about myself, like I felt even sicker. My stomach just like hurt even more. And I was like, oh, I can't do it. But then the second I like turned to think about Sterling, I like forgot that I was even sick. Mm. And then again, like there's been times these last few months that I've just been more down on myself and feeling like, I don't know, more self-conscious or, beating myself up about dumb things. And then I've had promptings like, go out and serve, or like, just get up and make dinner for your family, or go and help your in-laws with the dishes. And in those moments, that's when I've like felt the best about myself. And then all of those other feelings have gone away. And then on the flip end, it really has been like this like few month journey that the Lord has been teaching me that service is the key. And on the flip side, there was we just got a new Relief Society president in my ward, and she's a doll. She's so cute, and she's working on visiting every sister in our ward. And she messaged me that she wanted to come to my house and see me. And that day I was having a hard day. I was just like mom life, like stuck in the rut, like I'm feeling bad for myself about something. Mm-hmm. And I ended up telling her not to come. I was like, sorry, I'm too busy. I wasn't. I was sitting at home being sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I told her not to come. And it would have been the perfect day. And then that next few days at church, she like gave me the biggest hug. And it just like warmed my soul. And the Lord was like, see, like you should have let her serve you a few days ago. And I just realized like we also like not only do we need to serve others, but it blesses us when we let other people serve us.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's also just as hard as letting people serve you.
Yeah. I love that. I feel like what you're seeing is like how the Lord is pulling you out of the world by service. And it's really interesting how you felt physically better.
Yeah.
When you were serving Sterling or Christelle. Like, that's so cool how he was healing you physically during those moments. That's really cool.
Thanks. Yeah, it kind of reminds you of like the mission, you know, or like what Jesus talks about in his ministry with his apostles. Like, don't worry about what you need to eat or drink. If you're serving me and listening to me and teaching the word, preaching the word, you're like, you're good.
Yeah.
I got your temporal
He'll
needs.
Provide.
Yeah.
That was reminding me of, I can't remember her name. There was like this video that went viral, like church viral, like a few months ago. And it was this lady She's probably in like her 30s or 40s. She was talking about her experience of like how the Lord has helped her with her body image and like self-consciousness. And she talks about she was giving like some sort of devotional, and they like turned it into this really cool video. In the video, she was talking about how she was in college and she was really struggling, and she like got engaged and then they broke it off, and she was like going through this rut, and then she decided to serve a mission. So she went, and she went to some crazy like foreign country or something. And she said that like she had this distinct moment at the end of her mission where they were driving back in this little like taxi car, you know, probably in the middle of like, I don't know, Argentina or something. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how like developed Argentina is, but
I don't either.
And there was like in this little car with like this foreigner driving them, she like looked in the mirror, like the rear view mirror, and she said that she saw herself like so like chubby from the mission weight and like so sweaty and just like dirty from this place she was living in. But she says how she like she saw herself and she was like, I'm so beautiful. And because of like the who she had formed into from her mission and service and the Lord, she was like, this is the most beautiful I've ever seen myself, even though physically I'm at probably the worst place I've ever been in. She's like, I'm so beautiful. And so I just thought of that when you were talking about how it helped you feel better and it helped your image of yourself when you were serving.
Oh, I love that.
I'll have to show you the video later. She's super cool.
I want to see that. I haven't seen that video.
Yeah. Well, I'll share mine.
Yeah, tell us what you rediscovered.
I feel like yesterday, something I rediscovered was because I've been traveling so much for work, I'm usually traveling on Sundays, and I'll make the time to go to church and take the sacrament. But if I'm traveling, I don't usually make the time for second hour because I'm in, like, the middle of California or something, and we're trying to, like, drive home and get home, you know? But yesterday, I was going to leave yesterday. We weren't going to film this today because I was going to leave yesterday. But I ended up not because of a series of events. But when I was at church, this wasn't what I was planning on sharing, actually, but I'll share it now. I had this thought during Sunday school. I feel like I'm trying to be super, like, temporally prepared for things. And, like, I want to buy a house and I want to, like, do all these things. But I had this thought and it says, sure, I need to be temporally prepared. But most importantly, I need to be spiritually prepared. Temporally prepared doesn't mean anything if I'm not spiritually prepared. And
I love that.
So I rediscovered that concept. At the same time, like simultaneously, I was rediscovering the power of Sunday and the Sabbath. And instead of like having to pack up and drive to California yesterday, I got to just like sit in Sunday school with people that I love. I felt so much power recently from people in my ward. And like it just like has helped like feed my foundation of the gospel when I'm with people my age who have the same beliefs. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I got to go to the temple for a few hours and just like study. And then I went to the devotional with Elder and Sister Uchtdorf. And it just felt so good to like be home on a Sunday and like do Sunday things, and it just like brought me back to what's really, really, what's really important.
Yes.
And what I really want to be doing on Sundays. And like, sure, I still need to like do work and stuff, but that can be pushed back for what I need to feel and do on Sundays.
Totally. I love that. That I was just talking with my mother-in-law about the most important things of life. And I feel like especially for us as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Like, we aren't tempted to do bad things necessarily. Oftentimes, we're tempted to do good things or even better things. But the Lord wants us to do the very best things. And I feel like in my life, I want to, like, rid out those things that are just good and better for more time in, like, the best area. And I feel like sometimes that's really hard to do, especially because those good and better things are so easily justifiable. Like, oh, yeah, but that, like, that's not bad, or I'm doing good things with my time, but are we doing the best things? And I want to be better at consecrating kind of like the mission, my every hour to the Lord. Like, is this what I'm to do during this time? Is this what I'm to do this evening? Like, how can I better be on thy errand at every moment of my day even? Because I feel like it's just hard to always put the most important things first, but that is the best way that we could live our lives.
Yeah.
Is to put those things first.
Yeah, it's so true. That's reminding me of, I got this book like a few months ago. I just like keep as my bookmark in my scriptures. I need to remember. Ether 9. That's where I'm at. Okay. Nobody let me forget. it's called What Would a Holy Woman Do? Okay, this is what it looks like. It's just this cute little book.
It's so cute.
Okay, it's by Sister Nelson. And I got it a few months ago, which, by the way, I remember there were 2 weeks in a row where I went to Deseret Book because I didn't make the time to go to the temple that week, and I was feeling, like, really bad about myself.
Oh.
That was 2 weeks in a row. So instead, it was, I think, both on Saturday nights, I went to Deseret Book, and it's, I swear that place is, like, so close to the feeling of the temple. Like, I just walk in and I feel so good.
Oh, I love that.
So if you ever didn't make it to the temple 1 week, go to Deseret Book and it'll be a good time.
I love that.
But yeah, she gives experiences about three women who she like wrote them in an email, and she was like, I want you for 3 days, or maybe it was just one day. I can't remember. It's been a while since I read the beginning of it. but she said, I want you to think about the term, like, what would a holy woman do, like, this whole day?
Oh, I love that.
And I want to hear about your experience. And they're just, like, the most simple things that these three women share about, like, lessons that they learned. But it has me thinking a lot about, like, what would me as a holy woman do in this circumstance? And that can be used in every circumstance and every hour. Like, the second I wake up, like, what would a holy woman do? Like, would I scroll on social media or would I look at my scriptures? And then if I'm in the store and I'm, like, standing in line, like, what would a holy woman do? She'd probably talk to the person next to her. And so that's what I was thinking about when you were sharing that just barely. And I was reading the rest of it yesterday, and it shares this concept about praying for gifts. And she says, she just gives an example. Bless you.
Sorry.
She gives a few examples of, like, what you can particularly pray for. One of them is, if you're too negative with your children, your friends, or your spouse, ask for the gift of hope. Gift of hope. Gift of optimism. Another one is, if you have started the same diet every Monday for the past 3 years and are still overweight, ask for the gift of discipline or the gift to be healed. Ask for the gift so that anxiety, fear, frustration, and fatigue will no longer drive you to the fridge or to the fast food pickup window. And she just gives, like, probably 10 examples. And I was like, wow. I feel like we all could utilize that in our lives. Like, just asking for these, like, simple gifts would change my life.
Me too.
Super quickly.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a really powerful concept in our lives.
I love that. I love that it's, like, also, like, ask for the help. You know, ask the Lord for help. I feel like I really learned that when I was serving a mission. I was on an exchange with Darby, the other Darby.
The other Darby.
Darby Smith. We had two Darbys in our mission.
Yeah, we did. I was one of them.
Yes, but it's such a uncommon name, so it's fun that there's two of you. But Yeah, shout out to Darby. And she took me on an exchange, and we were sitting there at lunch, and we were eating at this, like, Mexican restaurant. It was so good. And it was one of those restaurants where they don't, like, give you a little, like, burrito. Like, no, this burrito was, like, the whole plate. Like,
what was it called again? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I can see it in my mind. It was the cute one.
Yeah.
In the Gila.
It was, like, on the corner of the these two intersections.
Yeah, I only went there once, just with her. But it's good. I need to go back.
So good.
But anyways, massive amounts of food.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm stoked. Back then, I could throw down. And anyways, we were throwing down some food. And all of a sudden, Darby, like, slams her fork on the table. And I was like, whoa, like, what's about to happen here? And she just, like, sighs and, like, sits back. And I was like, oh, no. Like,
what is going on?
And all of a sudden, she's like, you want to know something, Sister McAfee? And that was my name at the time. And and I'm like, yeah, I do. You made a scene. I'm sure other people were listening in at this point. And she's like, I actually have a really hard time eating too much. And also, mind you, she's so fit, so beautiful, so tiny.
Yeah.
You would never guess this, okay? She tells me, I have a really hard time eating too much. And I was like, really? Like, and kind of wondering where she's going with this. And she told me, she's like, yeah, and sometimes when I'm eating, I ask the Lord, please help me set down my fork. And she's like, that's why I just slammed down my fork. He helped me put it down. And I was like, oh. And I thought it kind of silly that, like, she had asked the Lord to set down her fork. But then she went in for the next, like, 15 minutes, and she just taught me about the atonement of Jesus Christ. And she told me that I could ask for help with anything. She told me, like, Kara, she's like, doesn't matter if it's the smallest things, the biggest things, the little things, try not to eat too much like this. Like, the Lord cares. He wants to help you put down your forks, and he wants to help you with the small things in your life. And he does through his atonement, and he can give you that strength. And I remember being, like, so shocked by that message. It was like a light bulb went off. I had never thought about asking the Lord for strength in the minor details of my life. But ever since that lunch, it has, like, changed my life. And I feel like that book was talking about, I turn to the Lord many times throughout the day and just ask him for strength. Strength to stay awake. Strength to get up early. Strength to be a friend, to go and serve, or whatever it is. And I can testify that he does. He gives me strength, and he helps me push through. And I think that's such a beautiful aspect of the atonement that even now I don't always utilize and I don't always remember, but 100% it's there.
Yeah.
And he's there.
Mm-hmm. I love that story. I remember Kara coming home after that exchange because we lived in the same apartment.
Oh, did I tell you about
and this? And I remember you telling me about it. And I was like, wow, that is so powerful, like, using his atonement in ways that you wouldn't think to use it. And she was such a good example of that.
Yeah, still is.
Still is. We love her. Little shout out. Well, we're actually going to pause it right here.
Yes.
I think. We're going to do a part two of this episode. A little different than our previous episodes. So you'll hear the next one next week.
Mm-hmm.
But for this episode, we invite you to think about the little things and how Jesus Christ can help you with those things and how you can serve in the little moments as well, since we talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah, how you can be the Lord's hands and be on his errand.
Yeah. But we love you. Thanks for watching.
Yes.
And we'll see you in part two.
See you next time.